The best of quarter horse racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Our next marquee event is California Breeders' Champions Night on Saturday, July 27th, with $600,000 in purse money on the line. The Governor's Cup Futurity will be headed by fastest qualifier, favorite Jess Hawk, while the Governor's Cup Derby will feature top sophomores, plus the Spencer Childers Championship Handicap for top older horses, and the Rolling A Ranch Matron Stakes for distaffers. It's going to be a great night of quarter horse racing. The best of racing always at Los Alamitos.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Friday. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada. And of course, on the YouTube South Point Studios streaming video network, and of course, our radio station here in town, KSHP Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. And of course, all of the websites are on racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world.global, your iPhone, Android with the phone apps, KSHP phone app for your listening pleasure. And of course, the YouTube app that you can get to put on your devices for watching and listening to us on your iPhones or Androids. And of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. Welcome to the show for this Friday. Ramping up another weekend of racing, a special weekend of racing, because we are just a day away, about, I'd say, maybe 30 hours away now from the from listening to Bing Crosby bring out the post-parade for the first race at Del Mar as they open their 85th summer racing season at Del Mar, where the turf meets the surf tomorrow, Saturday. So we're waiting on that, and then we'll have breakfast, lunch, and dinner between Saratoga in the morning and Del Mar in the afternoon. It's that summertime special time of the year for horse players, that's for sure, and we'll be covering it here from Las Vegas. Well, I hope all of you are watching and listening, if you can. They had, of course, that big blackout, the Microsoft blackout, the outage that took out, I believe, one of the national TV networks. I think it was NBC for a while. And grounded airlines and some banks, had their systems down for a while. But it seems like everything else is coming back. So we hope you were not inconvenienced that much. All I can tell you is that the weather around the country is still hot. You got here in Las Vegas right now outside, it's 85 degrees. We're going to get up to 111. So you're on that cusp of that excessive heat warning again. So all I got to tell you out there, especially here in Las Vegas, stay hydrated. Just drink a lot of water, stay hydrated. Watch the kids and the pets outside, you know, just put them out for a while, but not too long because of heat exhaustion. Of course, any of the elderly, any of the senior citizens, like myself, really, that can't handle the heat too much, just keep an eye on them as well, okay? 111 degrees. That's just about the way we're going to have it all weekend. We're going to get right around between 110 and 115 this weekend here. But it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the books. And you know that's where we're going to be. As far as the weather around the country, Phoenix, Arizona is going to get up to 110 today. So we're actually going to get a little bit warmer than they are. El Paso, Texas, 102. You got out there in New York, 94 with that humidity that they have there. So you know it's going to be a little bit tight on their collar in New York. Washington, D.C., 102, but Miami's got a nice 89. Tampa's got a nice 92 and Chicago 86. So that's kind of like the weather around the country. Still hot out there, but certainly a little bit more doable than it has been the last couple of weeks with that extreme heat exhaustion. All right. Well, we were waiting for Del Mar tomorrow. We got a big weekend coming up. Saratoga continues. And of course, the big day of racing tomorrow at the shores of New Jersey at Monmouth Park, where they have an excellent racing card. A lot of great stakes races that are competitive stakes races. And of course, the Haskell, which will feature some of the top 3-year-olds that are still in training and running today. That's for sure tomorrow. But we're still wondering about fierceness. Now, we know Mindframe and Tuscany Sky are on their way to Monmouth Park. The van left this morning at Saratoga, but Fierceness was not on that van. Okay? Our sources, Jonathan Hardoon's sources, say that he was not on that van. Fletcher did say that he has a van reserved for tomorrow morning in case he wants to send Fierceness to the Hassan. Like, come on, folks. Why would you wait till tomorrow morning if you've already decided what you're going to do with the horse? I say he gets scratched, but then we'll wait until it's official, that's for sure. But it's going to be a great race anyhow in the Haskell tomorrow. I want to give you a programming note for this YouTube South Point Streaming Network. Pay much attention to this. This afternoon at 1:30 Pacific time, 1:30 Pacific time on this network that you're watching us now on the YouTube network, the sportsbook operators here at the South Point will be unveiling over 100 games of the year in college football. They're going to put up the numbers for over 100 matchups in college football. That happens today here at the YouTube South Point Streaming Network at 1:30 this afternoon. Chris Andrews, Vinny Melillo, Mr. Colucci, Dwayne Colucci, etc., and other bookmakers will be here giving you the first numbers for all of the great college football matchups, the college football games of the year, here today at 1:30 Pacific time. So keep that in mind. I'll be anxious to watch that, that's for sure. All righty, some other news in racing. Mystic Dan, of course, now is not at Keeneland anymore. They sent him, instead of to Keeneland from Saratoga, they sent him right to Kenny McPeak's farm. That tells you that Kenny McPeak said he wants to give this horse a little bit of a rest. Don't know if he'll make it back in time at all for the Breeders' Cup, if that was a goal. But they're looking at having a four-year-old campaign with him in 2025. So Mystic Dan, probably off of the racing scene for the rest of the year. He's at McPeak's farm in Kentucky. Tyler Bays, who remember he had a real bad injury to his, I believe it was his hand or his wrist, in the post parade at Los Alamitos on the 22nd of June. He's expected to return the first week of August at Del Mar, so he's going to have just about a couple of more weeks off to prepare and repair from that accident. Tyler Bays looking for an early August return at Del Mar. Now, between today and tomorrow, we're going to take a look at some of the stuff that at Del Mar, because there's a lot of different variables, as it is at Saratoga at Del Mar. First of all, everybody wants to win a race down there. Secondly, the meet is so short that they're not prepping horses most of the time. They're a go the first time they enter them. And, of course, you got that ship and win situation. And, of course, Del Mar, a unique race course that's right next to the ocean there in Southern California. And the track conditions can change. And so we have some stats on what horses to look for past performance-wise when it comes to the trends and, the layout of Del Mar. And, of course, we'll go through that with John Lindo a little bit later on and on tomorrow's show as well. So we got a lot to cover, that's for sure. And we're going to start out by the way, did you know that, at racetracks around the country, uncashed tickets, the racetrack doesn't keep uncashed tickets. The money that is not declared or not paid off on uncashed tickets for people losing tickets, et cetera, just thinking they had a loser and they didn't. Maybe a horse, you got a trifecta or or a Superfecta or an Exacta where they scratch a horse in there, and so you would get the money back for that scratched horse as a percentage of whatever your Exacta or exotic ticket might be. Some people don't do that. Some people just consider it or think it's it's no good, and they put it in the loser pile. But those are uncashed tickets, what they call uncashed tickets. That money reverts back to the respective states that these racetracks are in. The money goes to the state for taxes. Here in Nevada, uncashed tickets for like slot machines. This is a biggie for the slot machines. When people put in, you know, those, and they get the voucher back, and the voucher might say 60 cents on it. Guy says, I'm not going to stand in line for 60 cents. Or sometimes people just get the vouchers, put them away when they go back home, and they forgot to cash them. Well, those uncashed tickets go to the state. So here's the deal. The cash-out vouchers, the uncashed, unredeemed cash-out vouchers this past fiscal year for Nevada casinos, the ones that weren't cash, added up to $244.4 million of uncashed voucher tickets. That was at the end of the fiscal year on June 30th. Nevada, the state of Nevada gets 75% of that into the tax fund. The other 25% goes back to the casinos. So if you're going to come here to town, cash those vouchers. I don't even care if it's 60 cents. It's yours and it belongs to you. And the same thing at the racetrack. Make sure the tickets that you're throwing away are tickets that aren't worth anything. Okay? Just a public service announcement from Race Day Las Vegas. All right, time to get started with getting our show going. So we're going to take our first break. And when we come back, we got your racing menu. And then we're off to the races with our handicappers on the show. So don't go away. We will return.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world. Our gaming amenities include over 60 table games and over 2,600 of the most popular slot and video poker machines. We have penny slots, including the popular Buffalo games, and real machines like Wheel of Fortune, Triple Sevens, and Megabucks. If you prefer video poker, try Deuces Wild, Double Double Bonus, or a variety of multi-denomination games. Or try your hand at one of the most popular casino table games in the world, Blackjack. Don't let the game intimidate you. Blackjack, also known as 21, is both easy and fun. And our dealers are always happy to assist. And the best part? Blackjack always pays 3-2. Next, check out the roulette tables. Roulette is one of the easiest casino games to learn. And so much fun to play. It's a favorite of both beginners and seasoned players. In addition to blackjack and roulette, our casino pit features over 60 popular table games like Baccarat, Pai Gow Poker, Three Card Poker, Ultimate Texas Hold'em, and Mississippi Stud. So get out of your room and come join in the fun.
Back on race day, taking a look at what happened yesterday at Saratoga. Let's see, the pick six. There was a single ticket winner in the pick six yesterday at Saratoga. Winning prices in the pick six sequence, $11.40, $13.20, $9.30, $13 even, $36.80, and $5 even. Those are the prices that prevailed in the pick six sequence yesterday at Saratoga. The pick six paid to one single winning ticket, $99,077.50. So way to go there. Jerry J gave us a reverse play yesterday at Saratoga. His key horse ran second to one of his link-ups. That dollar reverse exacta paid $14.40. The winner itself paid $11.40. In the Cab Calloway division of the New York Stallion Stakes Series at a mile on the inner turf, the winner there was the Big Torpedo. The Big Torpedo won this race easily. This horse was winning his third win out of eight lifetime starts. He's been in the money seven out of eight, so he's a consistent one. The Big Torpedo with Eric Cancel for Tom Morley paid $3 even as the favorite in that race. Kurtley Banker was second, and Fiddlelight Gay U2 finished third in the race. So there you have it for that one. Tyler Gaffleone won three races on the card. He won the ninth race with his third winner of the day, paying $36.80, and that was the highest priced winner on the day yesterday at Saratoga. This horse came, his last race was in Horseshoe, Indianapolis. We were talking about how all these horses are shipping in at Saratoga from all these other places like Finger Lakes, etc. Well, this horse's last start was in Horseshoe, Indianapolis, and came and won the ninth race yesterday at Saratoga for Brendan Walsh, paying the highest price of the day, $36.80. And Kendrick Carmouche had a couple of wins. He opened up the card with a $6.30 winner, closed the card for that single pick six payoff with the favorite at $5 even for Jeremiah Englehart. Englehart's starting out on a good meet there at Saratoga, okay? And as far as Rich Ang's selection, his selection finished third at Delaware Park, and that's how our handicappers did yesterday. All right, time to get started with the racing menu for today. And as you know, as we always tell you, the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in Las Vegas and coming out to the book here today at the South Point, these will be the first post times that roll out in our books. We are in the Pacific time zone. Everybody else listening out there and all those other platforms, adjust from whatever time zone you're in to the Pacific time zone so you don't miss any of the start times. And we don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here's the menu for today. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has a pick six jackpot carryover today of $3,306. Their first post time for nine races today at Laurel is set at 9:25, 9:25 at Laurel. Belterra Park, their first post time today for 10 races set at 9:35. They've got four stakes races today at Belterra. The Horizon Stakes is the fifth for three-year-olds on the turf. The Hoover Stakes is the sixth for two-year-olds at 5.5 furlongs. The Jim Morgan Memorial for two-year-old fillies at 5.5 furlongs is the seventh. And the Vivacious Stakes is the eighth race on the turf for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up. And the last two races will be quarter horses. So you got 10 races today, 8 thoroughbreds, 4 stakes races on the card, and 2 quarter horse races at Belterra. Belterra Park has a super high 5 carryover as well at $6,555. And their first post time is at 9:35, 9:35 at Belterra Park today. Gulfstream Park has 9 races. Their Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot carryover now into the 6 digits. $118,975 in the pick six rainbow jackpot carryover at Gulfstream Park. Their first post time for nine races set at 9:55. Woodbine, north of the border. Woodbine has a pick six jackpot carryover, $9,707. That's $9,707 for the Woodbine pick six jackpot carryover. And their first post time for nine races is set at 10:05. Then we have Saratoga. Beautiful day today at Saratoga, they say, at least right now, and you know how the weather can change, but right now, it's sunny, 68 degrees, track is fast, turf courses are firm, Mellon Turf Course will host races 1 and 10, and the Inner Turf Course will have races 2, 5, and 9, and Saratoga, of course, beautiful day of racing there right now. Saratoga has 10 races. Their feature race today is the Curling Stakes. Comes in the early third race of the card. Curling Stakes for three-year-olds at a mile and one-eighth. Six go there before scratches. And the 4-5 favorite in that race is Unmatched Wisdom with Flavian Pratt, who, by the way, is the leading jockey right now at Saratoga. Curlin Stakes, third race on the card. 10 races overall at Saratoga. First post time there is set at 10:10. 10:10 at Saratoga. Monmouth Park, waiting for the big day tomorrow. They do have a stakes race today at Monmouth. The Jersey Shore Stakes for two-year-olds at 6 furlongs will be the 5th race on the 9-race card. It's at 6 furlongs. Six go to the post before any scratches there. Book 'em Dano is the 3-5 favorite in the Jersey Shore today. First post time at Monmouth Park is set at 11 a.m. 11 a.m. for the first post at Monmouth Park, their 9-race card today. And, of course, waiting for that big day of racing tomorrow at Monmouth. All right, then we have Colonial Downs. Colonial Downs is next. They got 9 races today. The first 2 races will be on the dirt, and the last 7 will be on the turf. They do really do a lot of turf racing there at Colonial Downs. Their first post time is 1:30. 1:30 at Colonial Downs today. Penn National has 7 races. Their first post time is at 2:45. 2:45 at Penn National today. Oh, by the way, Colonial Downs, just for FYI, has a regular pick 6 carryover of $1,139. That's a regular pick 6 carryover at Colonial today. Penn National, again, first post time, 7 races, 2:45. Evangeline Downs has 9 races. Their first post time is 3:30. Charlestown races, they've got 8 races. Their first post time is 4 p.m. 4 p.m. today at Charlestown. And Prairie Meadows, 10 races today at Prairie Meadows. They've got 3 quarter horse races and then 7 thoroughbred races. The final race of the day is a thoroughbred feature race, the $75,000 Iowa Stallion Filly Stakes at 1 mile and 70 yards. 10 races today at Prairie Meadows, and a first post time there at Prairie Meadows is at 4 p.m. Emerald Downs has 7 races. Their first post time is 7 p.m. 7 p.m. at Emerald Downs today, with a pick 6, a regular pick 6 carryover of $1,387. 7 races today at Emerald Downs, first post time 7 p.m. And I must remind you all out there that here at the South Point, they're bringing in Australian racing on Fridays and Saturdays. Today, the Australian racing will begin later on in the afternoon, late afternoon, early evening. There are 3 different Australian racetracks available for betting tonight here at the South Point. All right. That's about it for your Friday menu. Time to go to Jonathan Ardoon standing by. And Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Doing fine, man. You know, we got that little monsoon that went through yesterday, kind of giving us water that we needed for our burnt out lawns. But it's that time of the year here. We get those conditions in the afternoon for monsoon, something like that you guys get at Saratoga as well. But let's hope that the weather is as nice later today for the races as it is right now there, isn't it?
It's absolutely beautiful, Ralph. For the last couple of days, the weather's been terrific. We had rain a couple of nights ago, but since then, it all cleared out, and the humidity's going down. It is a beautiful day. But again, you never know here, like you said, but hopefully it does stay away.
You know, we were talking about how at Saratoga, we got horses that are coming from all over the place and winning races. And a lot of the littler racetracks, like Finger Lakes, I think had a couple of winners already. And then we have the highest priced winner yesterday coming in from Horseshoe, Indianapolis. So it's nice to see that they're all kind of being competitive there. I guess if you're taking a horse from a lower circuit and going to Saratoga, it must be kind of a really special horse.
Yeah, I mean, it's like going to the major leagues, being called up from the minor leagues, and you get to play in the major leagues. It's a big deal. And those horses, they all seem to pay big prices. People think they're outclassed and they're cheap, but not so fast. You never know. And again, this place, grass races are very tough here, Ralph. The turns are real sharp, especially on the inner turf. So trips have a lot to do with it. You can have the best horse in the race. It doesn't mean that you're going to win. Terrific ride by Tyler Gaffleone to get up to win that race by a nose.
Yeah, that was an exciting race, that's for sure. And, you know, we're always talking about the top trainers, Pletcher, Brown, Cox, etc. But I got to tell you, Mike Maker and Jeremiah Engelhart are having a good meet so far at Saratoga.
Well, they always do. Jeremiah Engelhart is stabled up here all year round. He lives a few miles away from the track, so this is a very important meet for him. He's had a couple of bad years in the last couple of years, but things certainly picking up this summer for him. Every horse he's sending out is ready to run. Mike Maker had a tough first week. However, he's starting this week off very good. He had a couple of winners the other day. His horses are all starting to show real life. Even if they're not winning, they're all running very well. So pay close attention. When that barn gets hot, they stay hot.
All right. Fierceness didn't make the van.
They he missed the cab. He called the cab.
So they say they have a van waiting for him tomorrow morning if they make it. Why wouldn't they just put him on the van today?
Because he's probably not going to run.
That's
but why can't they just be honest with people? Why are they playing this game? You know, what's the point? If needed. What does that mean, if needed? If he's needed, they're going to go to the bullpen and bring in the relief pitcher?
Well,
I never heard of
When you put the if needed in there, it could mean that let's hope Mindframe takes the trip well. It gets to the track and is okay. But sometimes in transportation, these horses will get a little crazy, et cetera. And God forbid, they might injure themselves or something. So if that's the case, if the quote was if needed, I can understand that.
Yeah, but, listen, you're right. A lot could happen in these long van rides, but are you going to wait till the morning of the race in this kind of heat to ship a horse? Doesn't make much sense. Why not just send them the day before and send them back? Send them for a ride.
Yeah, give him a little car ride there, that's for sure. In any case, let's hope that Mindframe gets there okay and all the field assembles well. Big day of racing at Monmouth tomorrow. You and I will be going over those stakes races tomorrow. And, of course, tomorrow's opening day at Del Mar. Now, we just have so much time on our show, so I thought we'd take a look at the two stakes races on opening day tomorrow at Del Mar. And one of them is the traditional opening day feature, the Oceanside, which is part of the three-race turf series in the Del Mar Derby series there at Del Mar. This race has been many years oversubscribed to the point where they had to have two divisions. Didn't get oversubscribed this year, but they have a full field of 11 going in this race on the turf course. And, man, I could tell you, this thing is wide open. King of Gosford, Antonio Frasu for Phil D'Amato, and you know how D'Amato is with those turf horses. So I guess it's logical that horse would be favorite at 5-2.
Yeah, that horse has never done anything wrong. The question is going to be the distance. He's stretching out to run for at a mile for the first time. Again, he's done nothing wrong. He's been very impressive in all of his wins, and D'Amato does a terrific job. He does a terrific job at Del Mar, and Antonio Frasu's aboard. Obviously, this is the horse to beat. The only crink in the armor could possibly be the distance, but I don't see it. I think he's going to, I just think he's really has this field over a barrel. I think he's that good. But what you could do is find some price horses underneath, like the 6 We're in Trouble or the 8 Scatify. Both of those horses are listed at long prices, so you'll turn a favorite into maybe a 10 or 15 to 1 shot. That's the way I would play it.
I got to tell you, I like Scatify in this race a lot. It's an offspring of Justify. Hector Barrios, who knows how to ride that grass course very well, rides for John Sadler, who has a couple of horses in this race. But I'm looking for Scatify to run a big race, and definitely will be in my exacta box for sure in that race. That is, of course, the Oceanside, which, by the way, is one of two stakes races on opening day. Usually the Oceanside is the opening day feature at Del Mar, but when they open up on Wednesdays, but they're opening up on Saturday because of the situation with the Del Mar Fair that uses that property as well and getting the races ready, getting the track ready for racing. So they're opening on Saturday this year, and so they put the Oceanside on the card on opening day, but they also have the first Saturday stake race on there as well, and that is the San Clemente, which is for three-year-old fillies at a mile on the turf. This has a full field, too. 12 fillies are going to go in this race. Madero, of course, is looking to stay undefeated in this race. The trained by Peter Urton, Antonio Frasu will ride there at 8-5, but putting a perfect, on the line, perfect.
The perfect record on the line. Believe me, she's good, but I don't know if she's worth 6-5 that she's going to be. I think there are horses in this race that could jump up. The 6 horse, Ice Cream for Ice Cream, ran very well when making her first start as a three-year-old. She ran as a two-year-old, and she came back, and she was ultra-impressive in her return to the races. She's coming off of LASIK, so that could be a little bit of a concern. But there are other price horses in the race that have a chance. The 7, Antifona, 15-1. You know, that horse has a shot. The 4, Rascality, stretching out, 12-1. You know, you have horses in that race that have a shot of upsetting at big prices.
Well, I can tell you this, that Peter Urton, who does train Madero in that race, also has another one in that race. We all know about those, the old saying in horse racing, the hidden entry for trainers. And this horse will break right next to Madero. Madero has post 10, and Flattery will have post 11. This is an offspring of Flatterer. And Relu Gutierrez, who's going to ride at Del Mar now, gets the mount on this one. She's 15-1, and I think she has a chance to hit the board and make the number.
Well, there you go. You should be shopping for prices in a lot of these races. You know, they're wide open, full fields. Well, why take the short price when you know, you don't have to be right that often if you're going to bet 15-1 shots. Again, I would never knock anyone that wants to bet a price horse, and I agree with you. I think this race is a lot more wide open than just Madero.
And you would probably shake your head after the race if the 9 horse, Zona Verde, the Irish bred horse, would win, because you got Juan Hernandez and, Phil D'Amato on the grass. So what the heck?
And this is the other D'Amato horse in the race. He has Ice Cream for Ice Cream. So they each have a price horse and a short priced horse.
Just a little look at the Oceanside and the San Clemente, who I believe, and I think you concur, that they're pretty wide open races, that's for sure. And when you're talking about big fields on that turf course at Del Mar, at the end, it's always the horse that gets the trip that wins, that's for sure. Back to Saratoga.
And Phil D'Amato's turning into the Chad Brown of the West Coast. Even in the San Clemente, he's got 3 horses entered. It's like, Chad Brown on the East Coast, every one of these stake races, he has half the field or more in some cases. Well, Phil D'Amato, he has a barn full of turf horses, and he's forced to enter 2-3 of them against each other. So it's interesting racing, and let's see how it works out.
No kidding. I can tell you at Del Mar, anywhere in Southern California, if you have a turf race and D'Amato's in there, you're risking losing a bet if you don't throw that one in there, that's for sure. Hey, what's happening today at Saratoga?
It's a beautiful day. Our original radio selection was a late scratch, so we're going to have to pull an audible here and look at the second race today, Ralph. 1 1/16 on the inner turf, and I like the number 3 horse in here, From Hello. This is a 4-year-old filly from the Bruce Brown barn. She ran well at Saratoga last year. I like the rider switch to Dylan Davis, 5-1 on the morning line. I like number 3, From Hello, to win today's second out at Saratoga.
Well, why don't we just say From Hello, we'll say goodbye to the field. How about that? And win this thing easy. And the second race, number 3, From Hello. Dylan Davis aboard the second race on the turf, on the inner turf course. Morning line at 5-1, and should pretty well hold that 5-1 the way this race looks like it lines up. So in the second race, the 3 is your audible play at Saratoga. Now, I know you got the Saratoga sheet today, but you'll be doing double duty and maybe even more than that tomorrow. I would imagine you have a Monmouth shoot coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, we have 3 tracks we're doing tomorrow. Obviously, Del Mar, obviously Saratoga, and of course, it's Haskell Day. And they have, I think, 12 races. So long day of racing tomorrow. You're going to start early in the morning if you're on the East Coast. Should finish about 10 o'clock at night. So
for you guys, yes, that's for sure. But I will say,
like you said, breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the track or the horse book.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and a nighttime cocktail, yeah. In any case, let's build a little bankroll for tomorrow with the second race, number 3, From Hello. Hey, we're going to say hello. We said hello, and now we're going to say goodbye.
Goodbye, Ralph. Thanks. Have a great day. Stay safe, and we will, my friend.
All right. You got it, my man. Coming up next is Rich Eng on your Friday show, so don't go away. We will be right back.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at T2T.org.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby. South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted Best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Now, Richie, I know you're going to want to pay attention to this because today, right here on the YouTube South Point Streaming Network, we're going to have a special show at 1:30 this afternoon, 1:30 Pacific time. And the bookmakers here, Vinny Maliulo, Chris Andrews and Alex White are going to get together and they're going to post numbers for college football games of the year. Over 100 games of the year will be posted today. The numbers, the actual numbers are coming out at 10:30 in the book here, but the show will be at 1:30 this afternoon. And these guys will go over the numbers on some of the big college football games of the year. You got the point spread numbers coming out today here at the South Point. How about that?
I tell you what, those three must have a crystal ball that's a lot clearer than what I use. That is asking an awful lot. And I know professional gamblers are going to comb over those games and try to find a soft spot or two, because that is such a difficult prognostication.
Yeah, no kidding. And that's for sure. But you got to think that at least the fans out there and for those games of those colleges, they'll be coming out here and making a bet on their favorite team, I think, just to root for them. But that, you know, the college football season, of course, is a few months away, but that these guys are ready and set to go with that. And that show is right here where the people are watching now on YouTube this afternoon at 1:30 Pacific time. Here, yeah, it'll be interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah, that sounds real good. And with the NIL and players transferring all over the country, coast to coast, things probably have finally settled down. The dust has settled and the rosters are set, but it's still an awful lot of work, Ralph, to go over who's playing who and which players have upgraded their rosters.
All right. Well, you know, you'll be back to work doing just one racetrack tomorrow, and that, of course, is Del Mar. You do the Southern California Handicapping at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites every Southern California racing day. Now, we've been on a little bit of a sabbatical since Los Alamitos closed, so you have gone out and looked for simulcast plays around the entire country, and you've been putting out that sheet. Today, your simulcast sheet has selections at Belterra, Laurel, Monmouth, Gulfstream, Woodbine, Charlestown, Portland Meadows, and I'm sorry,
Prairie Meadows,
and at Saratoga. That's a lot of work, pal.
Yeah, but, you know what? It's been pretty popular, Ralph. I've actually surprised myself as how many subscribers and some of the viewers and listeners have actually ordered the sheet. And the idea is to try to give out as many live horses as possible, hopefully get a bunch of them to the winner's circle. And if the horses don't win, Ralph, at least hopefully they run second and you can catch maybe a nice exacta or a trifecta.
Well, you know, players understand in handicapping, no matter what, you're not going to win all the races. All we like, all we expect and want from the handicappers are live horses, horses that are live in the race, that's for sure. And so out of all of those simulcast tracks that you covered today, where are we going with the Race Day Las Vegas pick?
We are going to Toronto, Canada, Woodbine, race number 8. This pick is for turf only, Ralph, just in case they have a thought to switch it over to the tapita surface. This is for grass only. The horse I like in race 8 at Woodbine is number 4, Stone Age, who is a cull from Chad Brown. But this horse has proven a resume at going 2 turns. And, Ralph, this is a 5-year-old horse running first-time Lasix in the horse's entire career, 22nd start running on Lasix. I think this horse gets a boost today. Number 4, Stone Age in race 8 at Woodbine. 4-1 is the morning line.
All right, you got it. 8th race at Woodbine. Stay on the grass. This is a turf play only. 8th race, number 4, Stone Age. Number 4, Stone Age from his simulcast sheet today. You can get the rest of that simulcast sheet right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. And then, Richie, back to work tomorrow for opening day at Del Mar. Thanks a lot, my man.
Yeah. And I'll sneak a couple of Monmouth picks on the Haskell.
You better believe it. With you, serving there at Monmouth for a few years, we expect that you'll have a thought or two about Monmouth's big day of racing as well. Thanks a lot, Rich.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we're going to come back with John and Jerry, so don't go away. We will return.
We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside. Or maybe you're in the mood for seafood. Big Sur Oyster Bar has fresh seafood prepared right before your eyes. Savor freshly shucked oysters, crab legs jambalaya, shrimp and lobster. Beers on tap and a selection of fine wines are perfect to pair with your seafood favorite. Whether lunch or dinner, you'll love this fun atmosphere located just off the casino floor. Ready to shake things up? Step back in time and treat yourself to one of the oldest restaurant chains in the country. Steak and Shake, famous for original mouth-watering steak burgers and hand-dipped milkshakes in a variety of flavors. For some old-fashioned fun, try Steak and Shake.
The best of quarter horse racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Our next marquee event is California Breeders' Champions Night on Saturday, July 27th, with $600,000 in purse money on the line. The Governor's Cup Futurity will be headed by fastest qualifier, favorite Jess Hawk, while the Governor's Cup Derby will feature top sophomores, plus the Spencer Childers Championship Handicap for top older horses, and the Rolling A Ranch Matron Stakes for distaffers. It's going to be a great night of quarter horse racing. The best of racing always at Los Alamitos.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to John Lindo, standing by in Southern California. And John, everybody down there in Southern California, Jones in for tomorrow.
We're ready to go. I tell you what, it's nice and cool down here right now. It'll be warm this weekend, but, you know, it's San Diego warm, so we're going to be fine there. And big fields, I think 119 horses enter tomorrow and 112, 111, something like that on Sunday. Wow. So 11 races each day.
Good. That's great. Now, we know that Northern California Sacramento Fair is having a hard time filling races. As a matter of fact, they canceled today's races because of the lack of entries. And I understand that it seems like Northern California trainers have come south with some of their horses at Del Mar. I understand that there's 152 stalls allotted at Del Mar for horsemen from Northern California.
Yeah, you about 25% more horses from Northern California than they had last year. So that's good for us and bad for Northern California. And keep an eye on guys like Andy Mathis and Steve Specht with those young horses. They know what they're doing.
And, of course, new trainers are coming out as well, of course, with that ship and win thing. I understand new Del Mar trainers, among them Kent Sweezy, who has been training at Churchill Downs, and Monmouth Park has 8 horses that he came with in Southern California as well.
Yeah, and he's already got a couple in the entries this weekend, so he's going to be busy. He's got some horses he claimed coming in, so I expect him to be busy in all, and some of them, not the top-level races, but a lot of those claiming races. He does a good job back in the Midwest. We'll see how they stack up here in Southern California.
Well, we know we're waiting for that Lindo report tomorrow, but in the meantime, you have a Lindo report covering today's races at Saratoga, available only here in one place in Las Vegas at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, because they love horse players here and the Lindo report. And, of course, we'll have more to say about maybe some trends, et cetera, for tomorrow at Del Mar on opening day with you. But for now, we'll take a pick.
Let's go to race number 7 at Saratoga. 7th race today. Number 8, Critical Threat, won for $25,000 in April. Comes back for half that, 12-5. Usually that's a red flag, but this is Saratoga. These guys are dropping to win. Robert Falcone, the trainer, he's not afraid to do that. Good work, Tab. This horse likes this Saratoga. 6-1 on the morning line. I think they're just dropping for the money. Number 8, Critical Threat, race number 7, Saratoga.
All right, 7th race at Saratoga, the 8-horse Critical Threat. John Lindo's selection for the race day listeners. Don't forget the rest is at the Lindo Report, and you can get it here at the South Point, but only here, free of charge, complimentary. Okay, we'll wait for tomorrow, and then we'll talk about where the turf meets the surf, John.
All right, we'll talk to you from the press box tomorrow.
You got it, my man. And now, we'll go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by to wrap up the show. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralphie. Well, let me start off by saying, as far as Del Mar is concerned, anybody who wants to take advantage of our summer special, it's $120 for the Power Page, $180 for the Power Page Plus, the whole Del Mar meet. Just go to Jerry J. Power.
Well, that's got to be a bargain. A couple of winners out of that Power Page pays for the whole meet, that's for sure. What are we doing?
Well, it's a great way to get to know the product and put it together with your own
absolutely,
ideas.
Absolutely, with the stars, the pop-out keys, and all of that other stuff, the P's and the M's. But, of course, that wouldn't really apply to Del Mar unless they get a crazy rainstorm going in there. But
who knows these days?
You know? That's right. And the feature plays in the V's as well. What are we doing today?
Okay, we'll go to the 7th race for our first play today, Ralph. That number 5, the horse I originally was going to play was a Santa Anita Shipper who scratched.
Okay.
Emerald Forest has sort of the same kind of feel to me. This is a back classer who's being dropped down to a bargain basement after being claimed in his last race for Linda Rice. Last two outs were on off track, might not have been might be kind of covering his form a little bit. He might be a little better than what he's showing. 5-2. Maybe we'll get 2-1 on this. I like the 5 over the 148. Doing my reverses, 148 back 5. But I really like the 5 now in the 7th race at Saratoga.
All right. Well, you and John Lindo gave me a Sirocco play. You have in the 7th race the 5, Emerald Forest, the 5 over 1-4 and John Lindo's 8 and reverse. Remember to reverse, folks. He had the reverse play that came in yesterday at Saratoga. So remember to do that reverse. And as far as the Sirocco play is concerned, it'll be the 5885 exacta box in the 7th. Do you have anything else?
Yeah, I think so. Let's go over to race number 10. Oh, excuse me. I clicked in the wrong spot here.
Okay.
Let's go to race number 10, number 3. I'll give you this. Number 3, Heart of the Night. I just love the horse today. It really looks a little faster than these. Mm-hmm. Well posted. There's a lot to like stretching out here. Not stretching out. I like Heart of the Night going into this 3 post from Horatio DePaz. I have a V horse in the race, so get the power pages, hook it up with the V horse and anybody else that's a price. Yesterday, you should have switched off Iridescent onto Squints just because Iridescent was overbet so far down at almost even money.
Yeah.
The right play was to take the value.
All right. So in the 10th race here today, the 3 Heart of the Night is the key horse for you. Get the power pages to see that V horse in that race as well. But the 3 in the 10th race, also a play from you. And it looks like you're getting ready to go out on the golf course, dapper as you look there, Jerry. So we have one more thing to say before.
I'm here for you guys. No golf today.
Okay. We got one more thing to say, and then you can go out and hit a few balls. Go ahead and say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.
We'll see you tomorrow.